Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as Apostle always say, let's get to work. Catching the Waves of Revival, chapter number one. Revival is a divine attack on society. Now, that's something that we must tuck underneath our belts, because the world think the church is supposed to conform to it. But we're supposed to be ruling and reigning and bringing the kingdom of heaven into the earth realm. That's the paradigm. That's the apostolic thinking that we must have. Heaven to earth government. We're not being trained to go to heaven. We're being trained to bring heaven to earth. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's read, sir. The closest biblical word to revival
is revive.
Is revive.
Or reviving.
Or reviving.
From the Hebrew word.
It is derived from the Hebrew word.
C-H-A-Y.
Chaya.
A primitive root meaning to live.
It's a primitive root meaning to live.
This word is also translated in the Strong as.
This word is also translated in Strong's Concordance as.
Nourish.
To nourish.
Preserve alive.
To preserve alive.
Quicken.
To quicken.
Restore.
To restore.
Save alive.
To save alive.
And make whole.
And to make whole.
The first four times this word is translated.
The first four times in the Bible that this word is translated.
Revive. In the King James Version.
In the King James Version.
It deals with four increasing levels of death.
It deals with four increasing levels of death.
In Genesis 45 and 27.
In Genesis chapter number 45, verse number 27.
It reveals that Jacob's flickering hope.
It reveals to us that Jacob's flickering hope.
Was realized when he saw Joseph's wagon.
Was realized when he saw Joseph's wagon. Now, you know, you have to be a Bible student. You know, one of the things I want to encourage you, you know, you hear these New Testament people. Just read the New Testament. No. They got 66 books. You got to read them all. The Bible says the things which were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience of the scripture, might have hope. You see, I'm a firm believer that when you really study the scripture, that when you read the New Testament, you see many scriptures that crossed on over. And here's something you need to tuck away. Revelation supersedes testaments. Revelation, that which God reveals, can never be taken away. All right? Read, sir.
Revival starts from that small, hopeful conviction.
Revival starts from that small, hopeful conviction.
That one day. We will see the glory and power of God.
We will see the glory and the power of God. Now, y'all know what happened in Genesis 45. Jacob had a son, favorite son, Joseph. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Whose brothers sold him into slavery. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they hated his dream. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes.
I mean, how would you like to have a dream where your brother told you, I see all y'all bowing down to me. Then he come back, he said, I saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bow down to me. He was talking to his daddy. His daddy said, look, boy, I brought you here. But y'all understand what I'm saying. But the Bible says his father Jacob observed what he said.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, they brought word, his brothers who sold him into slavery, brought word back to his father that the animals, wild animals, had killed him. Are you listening?
Yes, yes.
So that being Jacob's favorite son, his spirit left out of it.
Right.
He lost all hope. I'll never see my son again. Are you listening?
Yes, yes, sir.
But wouldn't you know,
yes.
God had used the Ishmaelites.
Yes.
So that's why I don't worry about your mess.
Come on.
Yes. God will bless your mess.
Yes.
If you stick with him. I hope y'all read the Bible.
Yes, sir.
The Ishmaelites came from a relationship between Abraham and the servant girl Hagar, mm-hmm. that was put on by his wife Sarai.
Yes, yes.
God didn't tell them to do that. They did that.
That's right.
They were trying to help God out. God don't need help.
Amen.
God said, what I promise, I perform.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It was the Ishmaelites who brought Joseph down to Egypt. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes.
God made a promise to Abram. He said, even not only am I going to bless Isaac. Are you listening?
Yes.
Huh? I'm going to also bless Ish. Okay, I just thought you should know that. Because Jacob's spirit was made alive when he saw those wagons coming. They say, your child alive. Well, that didn't mean nothing to him. Mm-hmm. Not till he saw those wagons coming. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, read, sir.
Revival breaks forth. From a hope that does not disappoint.
From a hope. Notice that. From a hope that what? Does not disappoint. Now, y'all know hope. Many times people use hope and think hope is futuristic. Uh-huh, I know some of y'all do too. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's a past tense designation. You have no right to hope for what God never promised. So we need to take hope out of the future and bring it into the now. That means never on wait. Now faith is. I'm healed now. I don't care what you see. Because I live a now faith. You know what now faith is? No other way faith. There's no other option. There's no other statement to be made. It is so. Now we're talking about revival. You cannot be revived until you have that type of conviction about God's word and what he promised. Whatever God promised, he's able and willing to perform. Are you listening? God is the one who sold Joseph out into Egypt as a seed. Because God believed in his own system.
Yes.
I want a harvest.
Yes.
So I got to sow a seed.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Number two.
In
Judges 15:19.
It
reveals that
Samson's thirst
was quenched by the water.
Was quenched by the water from a supernatural source, which was the jawbone of a donkey that he used to slay 10,000 Philistines. Are you listening?
Yes.
The supernatural source was God supernaturally. See, source has to deal with God is our source, not your job. God is our source. Are you listening? And when God becomes your source, you die to money. And then money cometh. I mean, apostles say you got to get it all. Now, I'm a son, so I'm experiencing it.
Amen.
I'm living it.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes,
money coming real to me.
Yes.
I might as well have been in the supermarket telling the story. Go ahead. Come on. You going to read or you going to stop?
Revival starts as an unquenchable thirst. That only a supernatural source,
can satisfy.
Revival is the coming in of a new freshness.
Fresh oil.
From the supernatural provision of God.
We serve a supernatural God.
Yes.
Now, you know, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life.
Yes.
Hope deferred. You get disappointed when someone makes a promise and don't perform it. But you never have to be concerned about that with God. Because God said, because I could find nobody to swear by, I swore by myself that I'm going to make whatever I promise you happen.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Number three. In
1 Kings 17:22.
It reveals that Elijah's prayer. Was heard. And God responded to his voice. By reviving and restoring the child.
See, raising the dead is normal. But the church must mature to get there. It has already happened in the ministry of apostle, but I believe we're going to start seeing it happen in masses.
Yes.
See, go ahead, read, sir.
Revival starts in response to our voice of prayer.
God
moves in response to our intercession and praise.
God moves in response to our intercession and to our praise.
Revival has a lot to do with human responsibility.
See, revival has a lot to do with, say, human responsibility.
Human.
Say human responsibility.
Human responsibility.
Because most people put it off on God. Lord, I'm waiting on you. When you ready, that day is over. You heard Apostle in the previous class talk about being proactive, you know, making stuff happen.
Yes.
That's the people you want to hang around with.
Yes.
Don't hang around people who make excuses for why something cannot happen.
Right.
Find you somebody who, when they say something can't be done,
mm-hmm.
huh? No, you be thinking, okay, this is how we're going to get this done.
Right.
Read, sir.
Activating a supernatural move of God.
Activating a supernatural move of God.
God cannot
read that whole statement again.
Revival has a lot to do with human responsibility.
Revival has a lot to do with human responsibility.
Activating a supernatural move of God.
Activating a supernatural move of God.
God cannot and will not start a revival.
God cannot and God will not start a revival.
By himself.
By himself. I love the fact that God said, I chose man. We are co-laborers together. The Lord worked with them. That's what the Bible says in Mark Gospel chapter 16, when the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and upbraided the 12 of the 11 minus Judas because they believed not. And the Bible says he worked with them, confirming his word with signs following. That's the only thing God will confirm, his word. Revival is nothing but God confirming his word, because God is the one who promises revival, and God will move upon the revivalists. Apostle Thompson is the revivalist. I didn't say I said the, because in every region there's the revivalist. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
Number four. In 2 Kings 13:21. It reveals that a dead man.
It reveals that a dead man.
Came to life.
Came to life.
When his corpse touched the bones
When his corpse touched the bones of Elijah. Now you think about how powerful that was. The prophet Elisha, who served Elijah, received a double portion. Now watch what I'm about to say. I'm about to make a statement. It didn't say a double portion of the Holy Spirit. Say the double portion of Elijah's spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening? When you serve a man of God properly, you can put a demand.
Wow.
That same anointing. That self-same anointing. Now, Gehazi should have gotten Elisha's anointing. But he wanted the money too quick. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But Elisha died. His bones was put in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They threw a dead man in there, and the dead man came back alive. That's supernatural.
Yes.
You know what that tell you? That anointing remained in the earth realm, and somebody had to get it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to see Apostle Thompson say he packing.
Yes.
You ought to know he packing. It'll rub off on you.
Yes.
If you go in a room filled with marijuana smoke, you're going to come out smelling like marijuana.
Yes.
And don't act like you just sniffed, because you're going to feel the effects of marijuana. Well, first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. If that's true in the natural realm, you get in an atmosphere or a climate conducive to the Holy Spirit moving.
Yes.
Something going to happen.
Yes.
Watch this. In your upper room.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Revival starts with the principle of continuance.
Revival
starts when we become fully submerged. In the teachings and revelations. Of the old order.
And we become baptized by their message. In other words, you can't put away your forefathers.
Amen.
You must. Yes, that's what a lot of generations do. They forget about their forefathers. You can't do that because they laid a foundation in your life. Are you listening? And there are things they know long before you get to them. They're full of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
We need to touch the bones of our forefathers.
We need to touch the bones of our forefathers.
If we are going to carry on from the old.
If we're going to carry on from the old.
Into the new today.
Into the new today.
Revival starts when God restores the heart of the fathers.
Revival starts when God restores the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Amen. That's what's happening right now. Amen. That's what the apostolic is about. Restoring the hearts of the fathers to the children. See, one thing you will learn about Apostle Thompson, he loved ministers and he loved ministry. Yeah. All he wants to see is God's purpose fulfilled in the earth realm. Yes. See, the apostolic is not about sending you to pray for people. Amen. See, nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say go pray for people without the intent of praying to get them healed. Jesus said, go heal a sick. He didn't say, go pray for them.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
And we need to see in the apostolic, we need to deal with paradigms. When you go pray for people, it don't matter if they sin. All right. See, now you want to know why? The Bible say the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Yes.
And if they've committed any sin, it'll be forgiven them.
Yes.
You have the power. See, in revival, we're going to be tapping into all of these things that the religious and modernized church, are you listening?
Yes.
Don't want to tap into because they want the old time religion.
Right.
Revival means get off your rusty dusty. God's about to do a new thing.
Yes.
Read, sir.
All these groups of people are listed as the recipients of
revival.
In the book of Reviving the Revival, it is noted that there are seven outstanding revivals
in the Old Testament. Read.
Number one, Jacob's household.
Now, this is the first revival in the Old Testament. It bespeaks Jacob's household.
Genesis 35, chapter number 35, verses 1 through 15. Jacob said to all of his household.
Now, you're going to learn this later, but Jacob is the revivalist here. Because the revivalist is the catalyst. It is the person who God moves upon their heart that a change must come. Are you listening? So Jacob, watch this, being the revivalist requires that you do something so you can cooperate with God to cause something to happen. Are you listening? All right, so go ahead, the patriarch Jacob, read.
Jacob said to all of his household. And all who was with him. To get rid of all the foreign gods.
Get rid of what? All the foreign gods.
Purify yourselves and change your garments.
So watch this. Purification, sanctification, holiness, that's what revival is all about.
Yes.
Bringing us back to God's original plan.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Read, sir.
Then come, let us go to Bethel. Where I will build an altar to God.
Bethel was known as the house of God.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And in the house of God, there ought to be an altar.
Yes.
Where people can come and experience the goodness of God. Amen.
Amen.
Read, sir.
They gave Jacob all the foreign gods.
After Jacob told them what to do, the people gave to Jacob all the foreign gods.
They have and all the rings in their ear. And Jacob buried them.
They gave to Jacob all the rings in their ear. Y'all ready for this? I'm about to help you. You must get your ear out of the earth realm.
Wow.
Are you listening?
Yes.
And get it to hear from the heavenly realm. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's what you hear from above that changes what's going on beneath. It's a whole lot more. Read. Go ahead, sir.
The next statement says,
The Lord responded immediately.
To their service of rededication.
Now, you know, God don't sanctify you. Oh, Lord have mercy. You must set yourself apart. And it begins in your soul.
Amen.
The way you think.
That's right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
A lot of things we were taught in the apostolic, we have to be retrained. Your spirit is already whole. Your spirit already has God's divine nature in it. Your spirit is already perfect. If things are going to change in this life, it is the sanctifying of the soul. It is the renewing of the soul that's going to cause these things to happen. Read, sir.
The threat of an enemy invasion.
The threat of an enemy invasion.
Immediately ended.
Immediately ended. That was based upon the revivalists calling them to repentance, them sanctifying themselves, getting their ear out of the earth realm, listening to what the man of God said, and look at the results. Revival always bring forward positive results. Read, sir.
Number two.
King Asa.
2 Chronicles 11:12.
2 Chronicles 11:12.
2 Chronicles 23:24.
And 2 Chronicles 23:24.
Revival came to Israel.
Revival came to Israel.
Because they had been without the true God.
Because Israel had been without the true God.
Or a teaching priest or instructor.
Or one who was giving them divine instruction. Read, sir.
When Asa heard the word of Azara,
the prophet, read.
The priest Asa took courage. And renovated the altar.
And what he did? Renovated the altar. So that means the altar must have had some damage done to it. Read, sir.
Revival came. The people rejoiced and the Lord gave them rest.
The people rejoiced and God gave them rest.
On every side.
See, that's what happens. Now, I'm about to say something to you. You have to take all seven of revivals, what God did in one. When you saw the next one, he was adding two. Because revival is based on the principle of continuance. Are you listening?
Yes.
Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Revivals in God never come to an end. It's from glory to glory to glory, from faith to faith to faith.
Wow.
Are you listening?
Yes.
So people who are waiting on revival will never experience it. Because revival is based upon the principle of continuance, and it works with your commitment to it. Go ahead, sir.
Number three.
King Jehoash.
2 Kings 11:12.
2 Kings 11:12.
2 Chronicles 23:24.
And 2 Chronicles 23:24.
Revival came when Jehoda. The priest gave instructions. Then all the people of the land. Went to the temple of Baal. And tore it down.
They got that worshiping them idol God. That's the only thing that got the children of Israel in trouble was worshiping other gods. Isn't that something? So you got to pull them down. But here's the thing. You worship other gods too. Anything that takes top priority in your life other than God's first has become a god. It got to be pulled down. God must be first in time, first in rank, first in order. I heard apostles say this one time, and you need to hear it tonight. God don't want to be on no list. He wants to be the only one on the list. You get God straight, and everything on any other list will get straight. Go ahead, sir.
They killed the wicked king's mother.
In this revival, they killed the wicked king's mother.
Jehoash replaced the wicked king.
He replaced the wicked king.
On the royal throne. And all the people rejoiced. And revival came into the land. And the city was calm.
Come on, the fourth revival. Come on.
King Hezekiah. 2 Kings 18:4-7.
2 Kings 18:4-7.
2 Chronicles 29:29.
And 2 Chronicles 29:36.
Revival under King Hezekiah.
It is one of the most sudden.
Of those recorded in the scripture,
because in King Hezekiah's revival. Things took place so quickly. Mm-hmm. Read, sir.
He began a work of restoration.
Notice that King Hezekiah began a work of restoration.
At the beginning of his reign.
At the beginning of his reign. Now, you heard something in class last, right? There can be no restoration without reformation. Because reformation means what? To get it thoroughly straight. So if it ain't thoroughly straight, it cannot be restored. Are you listening? God don't have do nothing. Read, sir.
Within a couple of months, the whole land was swept with a wave. With a wave of spiritual enthusiasm.
Consecration.
A recommitment to the covenant. Purification of the temple. Restoration of worship and sacrifice. And singing were all mark of this revival.
Now, what am I saying? I keep telling y'all, you got to keep adding them all together. Go ahead, sir.
Number five. King Josiah. 2 Kings 22 and 23.
2 Kings 22 and 23.
2 Chronicles 34 and 35.
And 2 Chronicles 34 and 35.
Two revivals after the exile.
These were the two revivals after the exile. That's talking about when the children of Israel were held captive. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because they disobeyed God. Mm-hmm. And other nations enslaved them. Mm-hmm. Okay, read, sir.
Josiah was the godly son of the evil.
He was the godly son of the evil, Manasseh.
Who led Israel astray.
So when people go astray, it's because the priests lead them. Thank you for your enthusiasm. The Bible says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, a lack of instruction, lack of direction. Now, if I left you there, that would be okay. But the truth is, he say, because you reject knowledge. And when the priests reject knowledge that comes from God, the people are going to suffer. Because the people look to the priests for direction. Amen. Read, sir.
The people didn't have a clue. Of what was required of them.
That's why you got to have the apostolic. It's about government.
Yes. Amen.
So you can be in tune.
Yes.
See, the apostolic deals with heaven to earth government. What does that mean? Anything that God does in the earth realm, he going to first bring it through his servant, the apostle.
Yes, sir.
I know people don't like that, but I didn't write the Bible. Only I didn't write, the Holy Ghost wrote it.
Amen.
And watch this. In the Bible, there's something called divine order.
Yes.
Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Divine order is the do of God.
Yes.
Everything that God does must be done in divine order. Are you listening?
Yes.
God planned the ages by Jesus Christ. Divine order. God has a time and a season for everything to manifest.
Yes.
Divine order.
Yes.
Nothing is going on that has God tripping out.
Amen.
God ain't worried about your little situation. God don't. Can I talk up in here?
Yes.
If you die, he can get you up.
Yes.
So what you worried about?
Yeah, that's right.
Quit tripping. Read, sir.
As a teenager king, Josiah began to seek God.
See, in all revivals, now I told you, you got to put all this together. See, these revivalists had different aspects that they did, but we got to put them all together to know what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
Josiah sought the Lord. Go ahead, sir.
And purged the land of all idols.
And he purged the land of what?
All.
Now, when you seek God, he'll tell you what to do.
Yes.
If you don't ask him nothing, he won't tell you nothing.
Yes.
Oh, see, y'all don't want to talk. The Holy Spirit is a helper.
Yes.
That's right.
He can only help me to the extent I want some help.
Yes.
See, help, Lord, ain't weak. It's not a statement. Oh, y'all better hear me now. You know, these faith folk act like, you know, is you got to cry out help.
Yes. Yes,
how you going to know where your help come from?
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You have to ask God.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
While repairing the temple.
while repairing the temple,
the book of the law was found.
The book of the law was found.
And he heard it.
And he heard it.
The people recommitted themselves.
He heard it and he implemented it.
Yes.
So the people recommitted themselves
to the covenant.
To the covenant.
And expressed this in a massive Passover festival.
And they expressed it in a massive Passover festival. Yes.
Number six.
Under Zerubbabel. Come on.
Hezekiah and Zechariah.
What's happened? You got stuck? Hezekiah and Zechariah
prophesied to the people. And the people returned back to their God.
And the people returned what? Back to their God. So in revival, now watch this. In revival, people return back to God. Now, see, the church is crazy because they don't read the Bible. God said the backslider is married to me. So what the hell are you trying to get rid of them for? God don't believe in divorce. Not according to God's original plan. Man, society believe in that. But Jesus said, Moses permitted you to give a divorce because of the hardness of your heart. But in God's original plan, it was not so. Because the marriage union is to be the reflection of Christ and his relationship to his church. The head of the church is not divided from the body of the church. They are one. Are you listening? So because they are one, there can be no divorce.
Amen.
Go ahead.
For 7 days,
they celebrated with joy.
The festival of unleavened bread. Revival had come. Number seven.
Under Nehemiah's time.
And Nehemiah chapter number nine. 12.
Chapter 12. We'll say it then.
12,
44 through 47. In Nehemiah chapter 9 and chapter 12 verses what?
44 through 47. The people fasted and repented.
Oh, now the people fasted. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. That's a dirty word in the day's church. Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
I know y'all chuckling, but here's the coup de grace. When is the last time you fasted? When is the last time you turned that plate over? See, I'm a Kojic boy. We did 21-day fasts. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I know y'all won't believe this, but without food or water.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You can't get this generation. Yeah, you heard me. Oh, what? She back there going, Jesus! Are you listening? See, I don't know. They had the hard fast, you know. I mean, I remember fasting. So one day after I had to go in between to check on my wife because she was carrying our first child, and I had to go home to check on her because we did the shut-in thing when we fasted, you know. And I remember going home, and I looked at the stove, and they had some corn sitting on the stove. God is my witness. It was calling me, and it was golden as gold could be, but my flesh couldn't have that. I was fasting. All right, come on here. Come on. No, see, children, in this generation, we know very little about fasting and prayer. Now, see, fasting doesn't change God. Fasting puts you in a position to receive from God. When you are light in your, see this eating that apostle is talking about? It's like a lifelong fast. Because when you eat right and eating the proper stuff, your body feels lighter.
Yeah.
That meat make you feel sluggish. Yeah. Why wouldn't it? They got steroids in it. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
If steroids in the chicken, yeah, in the pig, in the cow, mm-hmm, look at y'all. Some of y'all want that chicken from Popeyes tonight. Come on. Go ahead. Read, sir.
The people fasted and repented. For what they
had done.
Had done. The choir sang. And they offered great sacrifices.
It was heard all over the land.
Revival had come. Also in the book
of reviving the revival.
It summarizes nine outstanding characteristics of the major Old Testament revival.
The seven major Old Testament revivals.
Number one. It occurred.
It occurred in a day of deep moral darkness. Now, y'all understand that the government is not the moral agent of the world.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes,
so when the church, it amazes me how evangelicals think, their paradigm. The government cannot legislate morality because they ain't the salt of the earth. There is another government that's upon his shoulder. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. It's when the government of the Christ overcomes the governments of the world that things are brought into divine order. You cannot legislate what's not in your heart. We try to pass laws for people to do stuff, but it ain't in them. And when I'm talking about your heart, your mind, if you're thinking wrong, your feelings are wrong. Your emotions are wrong. Your actions are wrong. So we got to think in line with the word. And we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Oh, Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. No. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. But the day will come where I'm leaving and I'm going to leave you here.
Yes.
Now you be the light.
Yes.
Come on, read, sir.
It occurred quickly then. In the day of deep moral darkness.
It occurred in the day of deep moral darkness.
And national depression.
Read the next one.
Number two, it began in the heart of one consecrated
servant.
Of God who became the energizing power. Behind the revival. God used the vessels to quicken and lead the nations. Back to the faith. And in obedience to him. Each revival rested on the word of God.
And most were a result of preaching.
And proclaiming God's law. And prophesying with power.
All returned into the true worship of Jehovah.
Each witnessed the destruction of high places. Idols and false religions. And God. Number six. In each revival. It was a recorded separation. From sin.
Complete cleansing.
Holiness and purity. In every revival. They exalted in the sacrifice of blood. All recorded revivals.
Show a great restoration of both joy and gladness.
Each revival was followed by a period of great national prosperity.
What's money coming? That's it?
No. Revival means to renew.
I'm talking about that time back there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Revival means to renew.
To reawaken.
To reinvigorate. To restore the church to wholeness. And joy in the Holy Spirit. Revival is revealing God himself. To men in awesome holiness.
And irresistible power. You got to be packing. Go ahead.
True revivals are marked by powerful.
And often widespread outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
You better not have me overtime. Apostle ain't going to have to hit you. I'm going to hit you. See, I'm teaching y'all up here. That,